Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start out with a little sad news from the world of haunting. Adam T. Ladd of Hillsdale, Michigan, passed away on Friday, May 30th at the age of 39. Adam had a passion for the Halloween season and started Ladd's Evil Acres Haunted Attraction in 2012 and had grown it into a large and wonderful community event. The Big Scary Show offers up its sincerest condolences to the friends and family of Adam T. Ladd and Ladd's Evil Acres and offers up this moment of silence. We have this news from Castle Blood Haunted Attraction in Monessen, Pennsylvania. In an industry where most haunted attractions are in and out of business in 4 to 6 years on average, Castle Blood will be starting its 22nd year this fall. After a few moves in the past 3 years, they've purchased every Halloween's dream location, a huge three-story, 100-year-old funeral parlor, stone facade, tower, the works. But it has seen better days and has been urban scavenged pretty heavily. So they're looking for help to repair the building itself so then they can haunt it, which of course we all have the stuff to do. We have the money to buy the building, so they're all set there, but they need you to help them in making this everything they all dream it can be. They've started a Kickstarter campaign to help with renovations and repairs, and if you'd like to help the Castle Blood crew, go to castleblood.com for more information. We have this from Talladega Frights in Bakersfield, California. Talladega Frights Haunted House will be open June 13th. In 2014, Friday the 13th occurs just once. This June, what will you be doing? Talladega Frights will open its doors just one more time before October to present Friday the 13th. Get in touch with your inner slasher victim and join us. Visit facebook.com/Talladega Frights. For more information, we have some hiring news from Pioneer Farms Haunted Halloween in Austin, Texas. Want to help Pioneer Farms? We're holding auditions on Saturdays, including June 14th, 21st, and 28th, beginning at 3:30 p.m. at Pioneer Farms, 10621 Pioneer Farms Drive, Austin, Texas. All ages are welcome, and there's plenty of space and roles for all. We've had infants to age 80-plus volunteering for this event. Want to help but don't want to haunt? We have need of volunteers to help with games, activities, and entertainment in the village as well. There's something for everyone to do. For more information, check out their Facebook page or visit pioneerfarms.org. We have an update from Bennett's Curse in Jessup, Maryland. Hello, Bennett's Curse fans. Here's a late spring update for you. This is only the beginning of the news we're rolling out this summer leading into the season. As part of a huge revamping of much of the entire attraction, with all three shows boasting major changes. The first of these major changes focuses on the all-new Inferno 3D. This is another first-of-its-kind 3D attraction brought to the world first by us at Bennett's Curse. This will be a bit different than Zombie Kingdom in 3D, which we felt was a bit more flat. This new haunt will be much more immersive and much more interactive. This new show will revolutionize the 3D haunt game, bringing the look and feel of the classic popular 3D haunts, but with a modern twist boasting large-scale custom creatures, highly detailed film quality sets, and amazing costumes, and the most intense actors anywhere. We are very confident in saying, prepare to experience the best 3D haunted house in the world. This year, join your fellow guests through the very circles of hell. Visit BennettsCurse.com or Facebook.com/BennettsCurse for more. We have this from the Scared City Haunted Attraction in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Scared City Haunted House has been quiet for a long time. Too long, in fact. On Friday, the 13th of June, that silence will be broken. Scared City will be open for one night only. This will be a summer event you won't want to miss. We will have all four attractions open, weather permitting, so there will be something for everyone. We're located on Highway 49 South, west of the 226 Spur, just a few miles past Valley View School in Jonesboro, Arkansas. For more information, contact Scott at 870-219-0810 or their Facebook page. Are you ready to get scared? We have some product news from Haunted Lanterns. Imagine walking through a spooky castle. In the distance, you hear the rattling of chains. Without apparent reason, the lantern you received at the entrance starts to flicker and slowly fades out. While you're staring at your lantern, wondering where your light went, it suddenly flashes brightly and a growling ghost appears out of nowhere. Would you feel at ease? We wouldn't. The Haunted Lantern is a lantern that is remote-controlled through infrared light. Commands are sent from the transmitters to the lantern so they can do their special effects. The transmitters on their turn are either programmed by a PC application for designing haunted attractions or directly controlled by a show control system. The developers of the Haunted Lantern have created a Kickstarter campaign to help develop their product. If you're interested in finding out more, visit Kickstarter.com and search for Haunted Lantern. We have this news from Screams in the Dark Haunted Attraction in Traverse City, Michigan. It's about that time of year to start recruiting volunteers for this year's event. This year is going to be bigger than last year, and that means we are searching for even more help. Please feel free to share this status and spread the word on all your social media sites. Soon, we will be starting our volunteer meetings to let everyone know this year's plans. If you're interested, leave a comment and we'll add you to the list. We're searching mostly for ages 16 and up who have a genuine interest in being part of our event. They need to be outgoing and energetic. For more information, go to facebook.com/screamsinthedarkhaunt. And finally, we have this news from the Shallow Grave Haunted Attraction in Winter Haven, Florida. Attention, we are having our first open casting call for volunteers on the 21st of June. These are open tryouts and will start at 12 noon. You will be asked to perform and a brief Q&A session will follow. Keep in mind, this is for a chance to join the Fight or Flight team for 2014 and beyond. We are looking for dedicated individuals who share our passion and are available for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings this October. We ask that you be at least 16 years of age. Any minor hoping to be a part of our family will need to have a parent's permission before we award any positions. There will be plenty of food and drink. Looking forward to seeing everyone, and please share this with anyone who you think might be interested. For more information, go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/theshallowgraveproductions. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with Joe Ripple, the organizer of the Scares That Care Weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia, and was recorded on May 31st, 2014.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, over the past, 6 months or so, we've been talking lots and lots of conventions, all the way from HauntCon through Midwest, a lot of horror cons, and of all the horror cons out there, this is certainly another one that we're going to talk to tonight. However, it's got a little bit of a different twist, a more noble twist, if you may. We're talking Scares That Care. If you're familiar with it, I've seen them at other conventions over the past year or so. It's a great charity, and 2014 marks the inaugural Scares That Care weekend happening in Williamsburg, Virginia, the beautiful tidewater of Virginia, June 27th through the 29th. I've got the organizer, Mr. Joe Ripple, on the phone from, I believe, Baltimore. Joe, are you there with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me, Drew. I appreciate it.
Great to have you on, Joe. I guess the first question should be, what exactly is the Scares That Care charitable organization that you're affiliated with?
Well, basically, I founded it back in 2006. I am a former police detective, and when I was on the job, my partner had a 3-year-old daughter who contracted brain cancer, and shortly after she turned 4 years old, she passed away. And I was one of the pallbearers at her funeral. And then I landed a gig being the head of security, as I mentioned, being on the job as a police officer. Landed a gig as being the head of security for a major East Coast horror convention. I got to see how kind and generous horror fans truly were and how much fun they like to have in life. And thus, Scares That Care was born.
And you've been rolling and helping families in need ever since, it sounds like. Almost 10 years, I guess 8 years running now.
8 years running, and proud to say we've donated over $65,000 to families and organizations that help sick kids.
Wow. Is it primarily just for families with children that are sick, or is it for, you know, veterans,
well,
or any other people in need?
We try to limit ourselves as to what we do because, as you well know, when you're a charitable organization, you get asked a lot if you could help. And it hurts because, you know, we could do a little bit for a lot of people, or we can do a lot for a few people. And I think doing a lot for a few people has more of an impact, because with today's economy and the things that require with the medical treatments and such, we try to give each family a check for $10,000.
Wow.
So what we do is we try to limit it to three categories. The first category, which was a category that we started with, was helping sick or terminally ill children. Then we partnered with Kane Hodder. Kane Hodder wanted to come on board and help us out. And his only stipulation was, as he is a burn victim himself, that we reach out to somebody who is a burn victim. So we reached out, and we created the I Helped Kane Burn program. So that was the second arm of the charity. So we help a sick or terminally ill child, and now a child that's been burned. And then to complete the trifecta, if you will, I wanted to maybe try to give back based on the genre which we all love and support. And by doing that, you cannot go to a horror movie, especially when I grew up in the 80s and early 90s, without some woman running topless across the screen.
Of course.
So it's required. We created the third arm of our charity, which is Scares for Pairs. So we help a woman who is fighting breast cancer as well.
I love the name. That's beautiful. And you're absolutely right. It was just so formulaic back in the day. The topless woman opening the door, getting the spear through the head. Just, you know, so many horror movies back then. I liked it. Those are wonderful causes, and I hope that this is an extremely successful convention down in Williamsburg. Why Williamsburg, of all things? It's beautiful country, the tidewater of Virginia, down just near Norfolk, Virginia, for people not that familiar. Williamsburg, Virginia, a lot of history there, Busch Gardens, big amusement park, a lot of tourists come in the summertime. So was that one of the reasons that you picked it, that you'd have a large population there at this time of year, or why Williamsburg?
Well, obviously, with being a charity, we're trying to mitigate cost at all levels. None of our volunteers, myself included, receives a salary or a paycheck for what we do. We do it because it's the right thing to do, and we love the genre, and we want the genre to be able to give back. So when we put out the bid to the various hotels to host the convention, I had two stipulations. Number one, I wanted to be able to obtain the whole hotel for our show. I'm sure you've been to conventions, as have I, where you are getting on an elevator and you've got this family who had no idea that the convention was going to take place at the hotel, and they're standing next to somebody who's carrying a severed head.
I've had that happen too many times, especially when the one carrying the head too.
Yeah. So I mean, it's they don't understand our love for the genre, and you know, so I wanted to be able to make sure that the hotel was self-contained, and by that meaning, it would just be for our show.
Okay.
The second thing was cost, and how much was it going to cost the charity to put on the show, and the DoubleTree by Hilton Williamsburg, who is formerly the Williamsburg Hotel and Conference Center, hands down offered us not only the best deal, but also gave us run of the whole hotel. And as a bonus, it's a quarter mile up the street from Busch Gardens Williamsburg.
Oh, nice.
So, you really can't argue with that. Now, I will say driving down there, traffic can be a bit of a pain, but if you can suffer through the traffic, we promise you're going to have a good time.
I'll take back roads through Jamestown or something. Maybe I'll avoid some of that terrible stuff coming in from Richmond, because I did my honeymoon in Williamsburg. I know even that long ago the traffic can be a bit sketchy. But still,
right.
I digress. I'm looking through your website right now, scaresthatcareweekend.com, and I'll be honest with you. You've got, for a first-year con, you have got some stellar guests here. You mentioned Kane Hodder, who frequents the convention circuit, but oh my goodness, I mean, I'm looking at people here that I've never seen do cons before. I'm looking at people that I've seen do lots of cons, but it's not like just local people. You've got some world-class international stars here.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're having a charity event, obviously there is the charitable nature of the show is a draw to not only the people who are attending, but also to the celebrities. And, you know, and I don't want to take anything away from any other show out there. There's many, many other shows, you know, and I enjoy going to the small shows as much as I enjoy going to the big shows. And, you know, I really, really do have to just put that into perspective that, you know, we're kind of lucky in what we're doing. Not only are we able to give back, but we're also able to interact with people who understand what our mission is and what we're looking to do. So when you have that, it becomes an all-around win-win situation for everybody. And I just want people to come to the show, have a good time, enjoy themselves. And one of the things that was asked of me, Drew, and this was a little off-putting, but you know, I think it's a question that is probably in the backs of a lot of people's minds. When we announced the show, I got an email from a person who basically asked me if this was going to be a show where we're going to be walking into an event where there's a bunch of sick kids in hospital beds and wheelchairs. To answer that question, it's no. Drew, I don't know if you know this, but have you ever watched television and you see those ASPCA commercials come on?
I turn the channel. They're too depressing.
You turn the channel. That's exactly right. We are not going to do that to the people who donate to this charity. We want you to donate because it's the right thing to do, not because we are guilting you into doing it. So having said that, that's the same approach we're taking with the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a lot of joy. And we're all going to do good together.
Do the celebrities, when they come in, are they, and this may be a question that you choose not to answer, are they primarily foregoing any appearance fees or donating the portion or most of their sales of autographs to the charity? Or
well, you know, again, there is a stipulation with all the with all the celebrities that we have, that we have non-disclosure agreements with them.
No, I understand.
But I can tell you, without violating those non-disclosure agreements, that the amount of support from the celebrity celebrities themselves and also the celebrities who cannot come to the show has been overwhelming.
That's tremendous.
So I'm very happy with the way things have shaped up for our first year show. I'm very excited.
Let me just throw out just a couple of names here for people who are considering maybe going. Sid Haig, see him on the show a lot. Doug Jones, great actor. Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, doesn't make that many appearances. This is great.
Drew, if I can just interject right there. A lot of people have asked us, and again, our integrity is important. For your listeners, we just want to let everybody know that she will only be appearing as Cassandra. She will not be in Elvira makeup. So
that's good to know in advance. But you know, people like Yaphet Kotto, who has never made an appearance on the East Coast convention, according to your site, that's tremendous.
Right.
Tony Todd, Ken Forey, Chris Sarandon. I've seen him at many shows. You're bringing a Christine car that was actually used in the movie or looks like it has. It's actual screen used movie car. That's, you know, and just dozens of celebrities here, even a couple of late night horror hosts and TV folks. I mean, this, you've got a stellar crowd here for a first year, and I'm amazed and very happy to hear that these folks are here because of the nature of the charity and all that. I assume you're going to also have vendors and a film fest type thing, or panel discussions and standard, shall we say, standard con fair. Is there anything going on that may be a little different? Are you going to have auctions, or are you going to have like a big party or anything like that that you can tell us besides celebrities showing up?
Sure. We're going to have a live auction, and these are some pretty good collectors' memorabilia stuff we will be auctioning off. That's also on our website under events. If you hover your cursor over events, the drop-down will pop up and it'll say live auction. Now, a lot of those items are going to start bidding at like $250, $300, $500. We're also going to have a silent auction, which is going to be running upstairs, second floor of the conference center. And that at silent auction, those items are also going to be pretty cool collector's memorabilia, but they're going to start at like $5, $10.
Nice.
So we want to be able to give everybody something to do. And we have a special treat in store. It's not up on the website yet, but Charles Band is bringing his roadshow to the convention. So Charles Band will be there doing his roadshow on Friday night. And then immediately following Friday night, you will have yours truly doing the Not-So-Newlywed game. We're going to bring a little fun into this and get a lot of people involved. We're going to have Scaryoki doing a costume contest on Saturday night with a cash prize, Best in Show, for $500. And then another round of the Not-So-Newlywed game. And again, just a really, really fun weekend for everybody just to kick back and relax and enjoy themselves and just have a good time.
I'm assuming this is family friendly, all ages, or is there an age limit for this?
Well, the show is family friendly, but the parents have to understand you are coming into a horror convention.
Of course.
You know, if any vendors have pictures out, we're going to ask them to use the post-it notes to kind of cover things up. But you know, all in all, it is a family friendly show. Now, when it comes to the Not So Newlywed game, we're going to have PG-13 questions, and we're going to have questions that aren't so PG-13 that the crowd will get to vote on. So you can imagine it's going to be a blast. I can't wait for it.
It sounds like it's just going to be fun, and the fact that it's also for a cause is just what makes this all that special. Will you be capping ticket sales at a certain number, or will people who just happen to be down in the area be able to walk in and buy a ticket off the streets?
No, we're gonna have it open. You know, one of the things that I really tried to do, Drew, is I really tried to pay attention to the feedback from other shows on, you know, the social media websites, you know, such as Facebook and things like that. And I wanted to see what was frustrating the fans. And one of the things that seemed to frustrate both the fans and the vendors was when somebody has a show, and I'm not knocking them by any stretch of the imagination, but by the same token, given the fact that we are a charity that is trying to promote positivity, we want as many people to walk away from this with a positive memory as we can. So we didn't intentionally book 4, 5, 6, 7 A-list celebrities, because invariably what you have then is you have everybody standing in line waiting for their autographs or waiting for their commentary or their panels, and nobody's in the vendor room, nobody's spending any money, because everybody's in line. We tried to make a really nice, eclectic list of guests that, you know, everybody would enjoy.
And looking at this and looking at the list of potential, you know, the room for the vendors, it looks like it's going to be huge. So there's going to be a slew of good vendors selling appropriate products. The celebrities in there, room for Film Fest. I see you've got a Film Fest up here on the website. And you can't go wrong. I mean, if you're planning a vacation down to this area, I mean, this is worth a day to just pop in. You're making plans to come down, it looks like it's going to be something you could do for all 3 days without getting bored at all. And nothing, you know, may walk through there 10 times and not see the same thing twice.
Well, you mentioned family friendly. You know, if people come down for the weekend and spend Saturday at the show and go to Busch Gardens on Sunday.
There you go.
You know, so it's really a nice area. There's, like you said, a lot of history. It's great for history buffs.
Just the historic Williamsburg is just fascinating. I love that stuff. And the amusement parks aren't bad either. So
Right. But, you know, we're going to have a good time. And like you said, if it is successful, we'll carry on the torch and we'll start setting up for next year's show. But, you know, again, it's all about cost and it's all about mitigating that cost. And what is best for the charity in order for it to survive and help more people? Because that's what it's all about.
If it turns out to be very... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, basically what I was going to say is once all the bills are paid with the hotel, whatever money we make is going to be distributed out in the form of checks.
Nice.
And if we will have...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, if this is successful as it is, will you remain in Williamsburg or will you put the word out for any other city to bid on having it at their location?
Well, that's kind of a touchy situation. I mean, I know there's a lot of shows that travel. And what you have to understand is with these shows that travel, a lot of times those people use their shows to either supplement their income or that is their income. With us, we're a little bit different because we're all volunteer. We don't necessarily have the ability to take our time off from work to travel from, you know, do 2, 3, 4 shows a year.
Sure.
So, you know, it would have to be something that, you know, if the show is successful and we do grow, at what point then do we begin to look at our show and say, what do we need to do better so that the fans will be happier, that the vendors will be happier, and that the show will become more successful? And that is something that we've talked about, but we haven't truly discussed with our board of directors because we need to get through this year first.
Sure.
So... But yeah, there's always the opportunity for that. So.
Okay. For people interested in this, I mean, again, a great cause. I assume any contributions that are made are tax deductible. Consult your local tax people on that, obviously.
Yes.
Looking for celebrity guests, the directions, hotel information, and I hear it's very close to being sold out. How can they get a hold of or more information about the Scares That Care weekend and the Scares That Care charity in itself? Say somebody's listening to this, they can't make it, but they would like to make a contribution or help in some other way.
Well, that's always appreciated. And like you said, we are a 501c3, which means we have the official IRS designation that we are an official charity. To donate to the charity or find out more about the work that we do, that website is scaresthatcare.org. And some people send me emails and they say, I can't find the site, and my first question to them is, okay, are you putting an S on the end of care? Are you making it Scares That Cares? Yes, I was. Well, that's okay. It's scaresthatcare.org. And that has all of our information generally about the charity.
Okay.
For the convention, it's scaresthatcareweekend.com. And if you go to that site, that links you to all the goings-on, and it'll, you know, send you to our Facebook page. We have a Twitter account, and you know, one of the things that I'm always adamant about doing is, you know, I try to be as accessible to the people that want information either about the show or about the charity as possible. I am the founder, I am the CEO, so if somebody has a question, I want to be able to answer it. So a lot of times if you send an email, you're sending it directly to me. So again, and that's scaresthatcare.org for the charity site and scaresthatcareweekend.com for the convention.
Well, Joe Ripple, I wish you nothing but absolute success with this. The Big Scary Show will have a presence at Scares That Care Weekend, and we look forward to seeing you again and coming down and partaking and helping out and spreading the word of this extremely noble charitable venture that you have going on. Once again, for the Big Scary News, my name is Drew Badger, and we are out.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.